Cook took over from Justin King as chief executive of Tesco this summer. This is his first broadcast interview in his new role. Welcome to the Today programme, Mike.
Morning, Justin. How are you?
Good morning. Very well. The downturn in Sainsbury's fortunes has been pretty sudden. Do you feel like you've been sold a pup?
Not at all, no. Justin and I worked together very closely for 10 years. And during that time, we had a great time. But clearly, in the last few months, the pace of change in our industry has changed beyond all recognition. Customers are shopping very differently to the way they were shopping even a year ago. So we're seeing an increase in the amount of outlets available to them, and they're shopping much more frequently and little and often shopping. So these trends are changing very rapidly.
But be honest, you must feel a little like Louis van Gaal taking over from Alex Ferguson at Manchester United, though.
Not at all. Sainsbury's is a fantastic brand, and I'm really proud to be given the opportunity of leading a business like Sainsbury's. Okay. Clearly, there are challenges in the marketplace, you can't deny that, but there's equally fantastic opportunities for us. We've got a great convenience business, a great online business, a great non-food business. We just bought our bank.
But hedge funds are betting very heavily against you. Sainsbury's is the most shorted stock in the FTSE 100, isn't it?
Well, it's difficult to comment on share prices or indeed shorting of our stock, but we'll more fully update the market on the 12th of November in terms of what we intend to do with the business in
the
future.
But that must make you a bit anxious when you see that the city's against you in this way.
No, I'm a very calm individual. We need to think through quite carefully about what we might want to do in the future. We're thinking about that at the moment. We need to make sure that we respond to the changes in the marketplace, but we'll more fully update the market on the 12th of November.
Okay, one of those responses was announced last week when you said you'd remove Tesco from your price comparison system in favour of Asda. What does that tell us about the changing supermarket market?
Well, our customers very clearly tell us that Asda is the price benchmark in the marketplace, so we've chosen to focus our brand match proposition on Asda.
And Asda has lower average prices than Tesco.
Well, the interesting thing for customers is that more than half the time, if they buy the equivalent brands in Sainsbury's, we're actually cheaper. And I think they find that surprising, so that's why we're focusing very much on making sure that we drive that message home to our customers.
But Mike, shouldn't the real comparator be Aldi or Lidl? Aren't they the biggest threat to you these days? Aren't they the kind of insurgents in the supermarket market?
Well, interestingly, the cheapest shop in the UK at the moment would be Sainsbury's Basics brand, so that's not strictly true, but clearly they're making inroads into the marketplace and we need to respond to that.